After having attended over 100 Bay Area theatrical productions in 2019, it's time to clear out the file cabinet of a year's worth of theater programs and select my top torn tickets of the year. Here, in alphabetical order, is my list of the best and/or most interesting work done in the musical genre by Wine Country theater artists in the past year. Cinderella, done by the Spreckles Theater Company of Rohnert Park. I had a problem with the storyline. There was a bit too much Prince Charming for my taste, but this production had great voices and clever stagecraft. Forever Plaid by Lucky Penny Productions in Napa. Get past the hokey pretense, and you'll find that as jukebox musicals go, this was a pretty darn entertaining one. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, also by the Spreckles Theater Company. This macabre musical ended up a casualty of the Kincaid Fire and PG&E Public Safety Power shutoffs, with its run cut short. A true shame that more folks didn't get a chance to see it, and Tim Setzer's tour de force performance. Jesus Christ Superstar, presented by the Santa Rosa Junior College Department of Theater Arts. Thank God Andrew Lloyd Webber's first musical was the last musical that the SRJC theater folk had to do in a high school auditorium. Little Shop of Horrors by the Cinnabar Theater of Petaluma. One of the most entertaining musicals of the last half century got a terrific staging in Petaluma and had audiences clamoring to see more, see more, proving that you can't keep a bad plant down. Matilda, the musical, done at Napa Valley College. This delightful production showed that the youth talent pool in Napa is deep. Merman's Apprentice by Sonoma Arts Live in Sonoma. This original musical, featuring Danny Beam and Emma Sutherland as the title characters, got its first full staging in Sonoma and, with a few rewrites, just might have legs. Million Dollar Quartet at Santa Rosa's 6th Street Playhouse. This fictional look at the gathering of four musical giants with an impressive set and imported talent was the closest thing to a touring production this area has seen in a while. And oh, that music. My Fair Lady, also done by Sonoma Arts Live. A charming lead performance from Sarah Wintermeyer anchored a lovely show with some stellar supporting work by Chad Yarish and the ubiquitous Tim Setzer. And finally, The Sound of Music, also presented by the Santa Rosa Junior College at Sonoma State University. The hills of Rohnert Park came alive with the sounds of this musical, a harbinger of good things to come when the SRJC's Burbank Auditorium reopens in the spring. That's it for the musicals. Next week, Top Torn Tickets, The Plays. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.